What's his name? Tim Shield.
Is it Shiel or Shield?
It's Tim Shield on Double J.
Now, we love to keep you up to date when there's a big new music festival happening. And I got to tell you, it's been a bit of a downer for us to be constantly telling you that things are cancelled and things are postponed. But we're excited because we can actually share with you a new music festival, which is still taking place. If I told you that this weekend you could see Middle Kids, Courtney Barnett, Big Scary, Camp Cope, Sarah Blasco, Marlon Williams, Jen Chloe, all at the same festival, it would sound like the stuff of dreams, but it is a reality thanks to live streaming festival Isolade. And I have Emily Ullman, a champion music booker out of Melbourne, who is part of the team that has pulled together this incredible Isolade Festival. Weekend one happened last weekend, and then you've surprised us all with the second weekend and this incredible lineup, Em. Like, I'm just guessing that when you approach the artists to do this, everyone is just really keen because they're just desperate to make something happen.
I think so. I think, like, week one, we didn't really know how it was going to go, what it would look like, how it would work, would people be able to follow along and move from one Instagram account to the next, and all the things. It was all a bit sort of, you know, unknown. So we just kind of emailed people, and we managed to pull it together incredibly quickly and had, you know, Julia Jacklin and Stella Donnelly and Angie McMahon, and it was incredible. And the success of that definitely helped with programming this coming weekend festival. But I think exactly as you said, I think people are craving music. And I was thinking about it earlier today, and I was thinking, like, how much of our identity as Australians and is tied up in being, like, music lovers, I suppose. And when the music stops, so much of who we are kind of becomes a little less sure and known as well. And so I feel like you know, the success of this festival to me is just testament to how much people are craving sort of normalcy and just, you know, the music to go on, I guess. Yeah.
There was such a, like, I tuned into a little bit of it last weekend, and there was just such a sense of playfulness and but also intimacy, because you literally are, most of the artists are just performing straight into their phones, straight onto their Instagram accounts, and they're all just they're all chaining off the back of each other. They're kind of passing the baton of the festival from one account to the next.
Totally. And but, mostly from home as well.
Yeah. So, I mean, in what world, only in this world, would you have the opportunity to be up that close and that personal with artists who normally you'd be used to seeing, you know, from the up the back at a big festival crowd, or, you know, that divide Absolutely. Between the artist and the audience kind of falling apart. What were some of the really creative things that you saw on the weekend in terms of artists, like, maybe doing things you didn't expect or making the most out of the situation?
Good question. Just to, on that note of, like, being up and close, and, you know, I'm not the tallest person you'll ever meet. So for me to be able to actually see the artist performing, that's novel. I'm usually looking at the back of somebody's, you know, shoulder or, you know, calves, depending on how tall they are. But so, yeah, that's awesome. But creativity-wise, oh, God, there were so many different things. Like, some artists decorated their rooms and backdrops and flowers all over the place. Zoe Fox used the Instagram filters and did a song of hers as a pickle with the pickle filter,
okay,
which was kind of hilarious. You know, Ruby Gill performed from her farm, like, on a tractor. Clea had her beloved dog next to her. It was just so, yeah, real and, you know, intimate, but creativity, like, and also people did covers and just had a lot of fun with it. I think some of the feedback that I got from the musicians was that obviously the connection with fans that they didn't think that they'd be able to have was huge. But also just having that focus and being able to actually prepare for something and, yeah, maybe dress up a bit nicer or practice and rehearse for a set that they otherwise wouldn't be able to play. So I thought that was really a lovely added, you know, value to the festival that I hadn't really expected.
I love seeing the chat too from people who are watching that could kind of chat along like with each other as the artists were performing. It kind of felt like, you know, it sort of felt a bit like up the back of the venue when the friend, when you, the mates are totally talking with each other. And usually that really annoys artists, but in this way you don't actually have to hear it. So it's really,
I know,
really great.
And people,
and people going, oh, you're here too. Like, you know, like they would recognize people. It's almost like from across the room going, oh, you're at the festival too. And then they'd get into their own little conversation while the artist was playing. It was super fun.
Yeah. I know, and people saying, can you get me a drink at the bar? And yeah, just being really sort of playful and, you know, obviously we're not remotely in the same place, but yeah, we sort of are at the same time. And globally as well, there were people, tuned in or streaming from everywhere, and that was just really heartwarming as well. Like people like, hi from Brazil and, you know, hi from Japan. And I just found that really lovely that obviously the message had spread that far.
For full disclosure, we should also mention that there is an artist called Tim Scheel that is also playing at the festival. I'm pretty curious to see what he gets up to. Midnight on Saturday night. That's going to be a wild time, you know.
Yeah.
Do you have any tips for me, Em, as I embark on this new experience?
Well, I do want to say that it was very intentional and a deliberate booking on my part as one of the programmers to put you in that spot, because it was the spot that Harvey Sutherland played last week on the Saturday at midnight. So we basically finished at midnight, and on the Saturday we had Harvey Sutherland and on the Sunday we had Lengths. And each time the viewers just didn't want to finish and didn't want to leave. And so, in fact, there was an after party at Crybaby's Instagram page, because people just, and there were kick-ons at another page. And
amazing.
So basically, I know, it was really quite astounding. So I'm just stoked that you'll be playing at midnight, because you're pretty much, your directive is to keep the party going.
Wow.
Tim Scheel.
Okay.
So,
tough act to follow, Harvey Sutherland. Yeah. I will say that. All right. Well, I mean, yes, but really, let's talk about who is really playing. And we're talking about, I mean, I am really playing, but let's talk about the big names.
I was going to say, you're pulling out.
No, I'm doing it. Courtney Barnett, Jen Kloa, Big Scary, Hatchie, Middle Kids, Camp Cope, Sarah Blasco. That is literally just the top, the tip of the iceberg. And before I let you go, you know, how do people follow it on the weekend? Like, when does it start, and how do people get to it?
So it starts at midday on Saturday, March 28th. And so basically you'll find it when you follow the Instagram or the Facebook. You'll find the posters and stuff. But basically you start on the Instagram page of the first artist, and then they will direct you to the next artist, or you can follow the schedule if you come in when not from the start, and then you can just basically follow it along. But basically the whole idea of the festival and how it kind of came together, and the core kind of premise, is that we're really, really, really encouraging viewers, if they can afford it, to please buy merch and music from the band's pages, like their websites or band camps or any way possible. Please support the artists, and also if you can, to donate some money to Support Act. If you have even a few dollars, it's just such a crucial service that Support Act offer at all times, not just in crisis. So I just really would love anyone listening to support any of the acts that are playing or not playing, just any of the artists at the moment who obviously are going to be doing it tough at the moment without being able to perform in live music venues. But yeah, so please help.
I guess meeting lots of different fans and having conversations with them about why my music matters, I kind of learned the painful truths of how difficult people's lives can be all around the world. And the reason music is so important to them is because it's been that thing that's helped them through.
Music makes you.
Double J.